Financing real estate. From a lender's perspective, a mortgage represents an investment in an annuity. The lender invests in the mortgage and receives regular monthly payments of principal and interest from the borrower, as with an annuity. All investors are interested in the yield on their investments. The yield is the return the investor receives over the life of the loan. Lenders generally make loans in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market, and the yield requirements of these investors are the primary determinant of mortgage rates. The yield on a loan is determined by the rate of interest charged on the loan and the discount points charged by the lender at closing. A one-point discount is 1% of the loan amount and is an upfront payment of interest paid by borrowers to reduce the interest rate on the loan. The rate and discount points charged on a loan are a function of many factors, including the prevailing rates in the market, the type of property being financed, the term of the loan, and the borrower's credit, income, and down payment. Different borrowers will have different financial profiles and different rate and term quotes. A borrower may be quoted a rate of 6% per annum on a particular mortgage product. At this rate, the lender is not charging discount points. A loan with no discount points is known as a par loan, which is a loan at the current market rate of interest. A borrower with the 6% quote will shop for a better deal. After all, who does not want to get a loan at a lower rate of interest? The borrower's quest will be quickly satisfied when he or she finds a lender who will be happy to quote a rate of 5.75%, 5.5%, or even less. Does the lender have cheaper money to lend? Is the lender simply being generous? The answer to both of these questions is probably no. The lender, quoting the lower rate, added discount points to the quote to compensate for the lower rate. If the current market supported the quote of a loan at 6% with no discount points, a loan made at a lower rate is clearly below market. The loan can be sold to investors, but only at a discounted price that will yield the investor 6% over time. Investors will buy the loan but will discount it because it is below market. They might purchase a $100,000 loan made at below market rates, but may only pay $98,000 for it. The lender will need to recover the loss incurred in making the loan at a below market rate. Discount points, which are prepaid interest, accomplish this for the lender. The lower the rate offered to the borrower, the higher the charge for discount points. A loan offered to the borrower at a higher rate may result in reduced fees because it will be sold to investors at a premium. Mortgage law. A mortgage is a pledge of real estate as security for the repayment of a debt. The borrower is known as the mortgagor. The lender is known as the mortgagee. The mortgage package actually consists of two major documents. A promissory note. A mortgage. Security and debt. Mortgage loans, by definition, are secured loans. The borrower secures the repayment of the loan with a mortgage on the property. The process of securing the repayment of a loan with real estate is known as hypothekaishin. Without the presence of the mortgage, the promissory note would amount to an unsecured loan. Lenders require a mortgage because mortgage loans are large compared to most borrowers' incomes. If a borrower's income stream is disrupted by layoffs, illness, or other reasons, most borrowers would be unable to make payments in the long run. Promissory note. A promissory note, also known as a real estate lien note, is the borrower's unconditional promise to repay and includes the amount borrowed, payment amount, due date, and rate of interest. The note is not generally recorded. When the note has been repaid, the lender returns it to the borrower along with a release of lien. The release of lien should be recorded in the public records. Mortgages or deeds of trust. A mortgage can be one of two forms, depending on state law and custom. A standard mortgage is a contract between two parties. The borrower, the mortgage, or and. The lender, the mortgagee. If the borrower fails to repay the note, the mortgage allows the lender to foreclose the property. Foreclosure is the legal procedure whereby the secured property may be sold to satisfy the unpaid promissory note. While the process varies from state to state, all states provide that the property be sold in a public auction. If the property fails to sell at the auction, ownership will transfer to the lender. The contract stipulates the circumstances under which the loan may be foreclosed. In most states that use a two-party mortgage, court action is required to authorize a foreclosure. In other states, a three-party mortgage, known as a deed of trust, is used. The parties to a deed of trust include the borrower, the mortgagor, the lender, the mortgagee, the trustee. When this form is used, the borrower signs a promissory note payable to the lender. A deed of trust is signed, conveying the property in trust to the trustee. The duty of the trustee is to release the mortgage when the note has been repaid and to foreclose the property in the event of default. Foreclosure is generally faster and easier in areas that are financed using a deed of trust. In many cases, a deed of trust provides for non-judicial foreclosure, which means that a lender has the ability to foreclose a property without the authorization of the court. Owner financing. Seller financing is the least common form of mortgage financing. Nonetheless, a considerable number of seller finance transactions close every year. Seller financing might be desirable in a transaction because the seller wants to do it. Many sellers see notes secured by real estate as good investments. While that may be so, one issue with seller financing is liquidity. The seller's money is tied up in a note. The property being sold may be of a type or condition that makes it difficult to finance through regular mortgage lenders. The buyer-borrower may be a reasonable credit risk, but might have issues in their history that make a loan difficult to obtain. Note secured by a deed of trust or mortgage. When the seller agrees to finance a portion of the purchase price for the borrower, the financing is most often done in the same manner as any lender, on a note and deed of trust mortgage. Consider the following transaction: sale price $150,000. Down payment minus $35,000. Loan amount $115,000. In a typical transaction, the buyer would obtain a new loan to complete the purchase. Under some circumstances, it is desirable for the seller to provide financing. In the above situation, the buyer will pay $35,000 down at closing. The title company will prepare a note and deed of trust. The note is made payable to the seller and secured with the deed of trust, mortgage. If the buyer goes into default, the seller can foreclose the property using the same procedures used by every mortgage company. In contrast to contract for deed, this form of seller financing protects the buyer because title transfers at closing. Foreclosures and short sales. As stated, foreclosure is the legal procedure whereby the secured property may be sold to satisfy the unpaid promissory note. If the lender acquires the property in foreclosure, it is entered on the books as an asset under an accounting category called real estate owned, REO. The unpaid note is written off as a loss. In Texas, we use a deed of trust instead of a traditional mortgage. The deed of trust contains a power of sale clause that allows for non-judicial foreclosure. Power of sale results in quick foreclosure. Lenders prefer this non-judicial foreclosure. The deed of trust involves three parties: the borrower or trustor, the lender or beneficiary, and the trustee. The trustee acts in a fiduciary relationship with the beneficiary. The trustee has two functions under the deed of trust: releasing the lien when the note is paid or foreclosing in the event of default. A short sale may occur when a seller is unable to sell his or her property at or above what the seller owes the lender. The seller is requesting for the lender to come up short on what is owed. For example, if the seller's loan balance is $175,000, but the market value is $150,000, the seller is asking the lender to accept $25,000 less than the existing loan balance. The seller requires the lien holder's consent to sell and requires the lender to accept the seller's net proceeds as satisfaction of the mortgage loan. The lender must also give the seller an executed release of lien against the property in a recordable format. Liens. Two theories of ownership of mortgaged properties exist throughout the United States. In a title theory state, a mortgage is an actual transfer of ownership from the borrower to the lender. Title remains with the lender until the loan is repaid. The lender transfers title back to the borrower when the loan is repaid. In a lien theory state, the borrower retains ownership of the property, subject to the lien that secures the repayment of the loan. The ownership theory under a mortgage is of little consequence to the borrower. Failure to repay the note will result in the loss of the property.